And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Game Maker Live for November 7th, 2009. At today's discussion table, we have
Jonathan Martin from East England,
Brian Fetcher from Oregon, United States.
And we were supposed to have Robin Monks and Dan Eggers, but unfortunately, they are both apparently sleeping, maybe?
Something. We got that.
And then, in our chat, we have Philip Gamble, Tamper2, and Sam Whitehead?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So, for today's show topics, we have our announcements. We will have a short welcome, which we've just done. We'll have a calling in, how to, and frequently asked questions. Then we'll have some game discussions of InnoQuis, I think, 3 by now, Mr. Jones's Dream by Theta Games, Webley by Human Road. Then we'll have some news topics, Game Jolt, some minimal contests, Tailwear Times, Yo-Yo Games at Casual Games Forum, Game Maker TV Episode 7. And then finally, at the very end, but not the last but not least, we will have a live interview with Monocled Sardine to talk all about the GMCG. And then finally, to wrap up the show, we will have a live question and answer session about the GMCG. So, Jonathan, you care to share with us about calling in?
Well, at the moment you would need to add Game Maker Live to your Skype contacts. We've also got a phone number for the UK, but I really can't remember that number.
02032866783, I want to say, but I don't think that's right.
But there's also a new way of contacting the show. If you look below the chat on your page, you'll see this comments type thing. If you put your name, your phone number, and your country in there, and any comments you want to say, we'll ring you up. And if you don't want us to ring you up, just leave some comments in there, and we'll read them out.
And we may even hopefully get an interview with Grimjow, but he's not sure if he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we should move on to InnoQuis. I always want to say Innoculus, but that's not right. That's what the name reminds me of. 3 by now.
Anyways, I actually got it on my computer.
No, I don't forget my phone, but Grim might call in. Do we have to put our phone number if you wanted us to call you, then yeah, you do.
But you don't have to if you just want to leave us a comment.
Anyways, back on track.
Yeah, we've got the game.
Yeah. It's by Now, who is I believe he's a moderator at Yo-Yo Games.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good game. It's a platformer game. Man, I feel like
it's also very, I quite like it. I quite like how you kind of change the direction.
Rotates.
Luckily, then I've got a version which has all the levels completed.
Oh yeah, I actually played it through a few times. Once you get to know the game, once you get familiar with the controls, you can play through it pretty easily.
But as soon as you get to like level 20, it starts getting harder.
Yeah. I actually played through some of the hardest levels first try.
I'm now playing on level 30, which is called Anticlimax.
Yeah, I got stuck on level 28 with the last jump. It gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've beaten the game before a couple of times.
So, if you want to download this game and try it for yourself, there's a link to our show topics in the
IGNvision.tv.
Yeah.
You head over there and grab it.
There's a link on the text above the chat, and it has a link to the download.
I just pasted it in the chat.
So you did. And yeah, thanks, Tampa. I will give you credit for that. Okay.
So I guess we should move on to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Second game up. What were you saying?
Now normally listens in, but he's not today, I don't think. He might be. But yeah, that would have been cool if he would be able to call in and give us his comments.
Yeah, Robin and Dan, I think, are sleeping right now. Dan had wanted us to call him a couple times, like in a half an hour, and then at a different time for him to be reminded. We called him once, he sounded very sleepy. Very sleepy. He picked up, though. He said hello. He talked for a minute, and then...
when? He said...
he went back to bed.
Yeah,
he said to call back in a half an hour, which we did, but he didn't pick up. And for any of you who are wondering, yes, we do have a recording of his answering machine, and we will be playing it for you in just a little while. And our next topic is Mr. Jones's Dream by Theta Games.
This game is actually on the GMC's deathmatch thingamajiggy that they have over there.
Yeah, it's versus Lighthouse by Monocled Sardine, I want to say, and who will be on the show later.
And we also...
yeah, we know you reviewed it on Quick Look Blog.
And we also reviewed it last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. The cage match, however, is ending today. I'm not sure if that means that it's already over since midnight, or if it's ended... or if it ends tonight at midnight, but yeah. Monocled Sardine.
And at the moment, Lighthouse is winning with just one vote more than Mr. Jones' Dream.
Hmm, we should go and edit the results.
Anyway, on to the actual game itself. The graphics aren't all that good.
Yeah, right.
And pretty much with the gameplay, it's not as good as Lighthouse, I don't think. It's got a bit more of a story to it, but it's not as good, I don't think.
Yeah, I played a little bit of it. The graphics looked pretty sorry. I'll just leave it at that. And, yeah, these links are totally awesome. Jonathan, why aren't you updating the Ajax?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the game is pretty sad-looking, but the storyline, it seems to have somewhat of a storyline.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Brian?
I don't know, he seems to not be talking.
He said a few minutes ago, am I muted?
No,
no, I don't think he's muted.
Well, at first I was.
Ah.
I actually talked, but I didn't notice it was muted.
Alright, we'll just call him Mono then.
Mm-hmm.
He can tell us how to say his pseudonym later.
I would start the game up and start playing it and talk about it, but it doesn't seem to be on my desktop anymore.
Oh, you store stuff on your desktop too?
Yeah.
Brian is Brian, believe it or not, is actually the host of Game Maker Station's... I don't know, what do they call it now? They keep changing the name?
Yeah, it's now Game Maker Indie.
Game Maker Indie Radio. So yeah. Brian Fetcher. Yes, indeed. I think we suddenly talked out Mr. Jones's Dream, and there's nothing more to say about it.
There isn't. It is a pretty bad game.
We're so mean.
It would be good if it was a first try, but I don't think it is.
Uh-oh. Someone's making bad games. Shall we move on to the next game? Webly.
I actually have that on my desktop already.
I actually never downloaded it, I forgot.
Have you played it?
Nope.
So you don't know anything about this game?
Right.
When it loads up.
Oh, what game? We're talking at the moment about this.
Webly.
Oops, I just started Safari. And Frederick is here to pay us a visit. How can we dismiss Mr. Jones' dream like that? Because we can.
Okay, Webly. Great graphics. And very good gameplay.
It looks like... I don't know, judging from the screenshots, it looks like a very smooth game.
It's interesting. It's more of a... It's a puzzle game, really.
Uh-oh. A screamer? Is it a screamer?
Huh? Not really.
Is it a screaming game? That makes you want to scream at it?
It can be, later on in the game.
Yeah, we're awesome hosts.
Yeah, it does get harder, and I gave up pretty quickly, actually. Have you downloaded it yet, Josh?
Hold on. It says YAIPP is enabled, so I hit play game. Ooh. Mozilla just locked up.
Again.
Fun.
No change?
Nope, it just totally locked up.
And the game seems to have locked up as well.
Cool. They must be interconnected. We should move on to news.
Yep. Yeah, it's just completely locked up.
Fine.
And I can't even get out of it. I have.
So our next topic is news. And I guess we're talking about Game Jolt's Minimal Contest. Minimal Game Colors, or whatever, contest. And for those of you who have not read it, or checked it out, here is a link from Game Maker Blog. Oops, never mind.
Also, just to bring it up, Tailware, where the heck did you get you buying this out from? I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
He seems to think that he's in charge of us now, I guess. Because I helped out a little bit with his website. Come on, stupid website, where's the chat? The chat just disappeared on my computer.
I thought that was called Prodigy Game Maker.
Prodigy GM. It was actually Prodigy Global Media.
Is he completely changing it now to, Tailware? Is he not...
As far as I am. Yeah, he's not going to bother to renew the Prodigy GM domain when it expires.
I can understand why,
because, you know, he got so much negative feedback that people just labeled his site as fail and never visit it.
Yeah, Webly is about a spider Emuras or something. Emuras. Will me giving you all $10,000 be enough to say buy Yule Owl?
Yeah.
It probably would, but I don't think you're actually...
$10,000 each.
You're probably not going to give us $10,000, so... Yeah.
That price is subject to change.
And Darren, we are actually talking about something. We're now talking about how you're mocking us about nothing. Okay. Did we actually talk about Game Jolt Minimal Contest? Because I couldn't hear a thing, because my bleed locked up.
Well, we moved on to Game Jolt Minimal Contest, and I was going to paste a link from GameMaker blog into the chat, but of course it locked up. And now the chat disappeared now that I reloaded the page, so I don't think I'm going to be pasting a link anymore. Anyways, yes, Game Joe... Oh, there it went again. Crashing.
What, Firefox?
Yep.
Yeah, and Tuntis, please don't paste links or lock people's browsers up, because it isn't very nice.
I always did want to try out the ban button. Anyways. Back to the Game Jolt Minimal Contest.
I haven't actually looked into this very much.
They have quite a few entries there.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure what it's about. Like, it's has a minimal theme, so you, like... I guess you try to make it, like, with minimal colors and minimal gameplay, but I have no idea how you have minimal gameplay.
Yeah, I think that would be really... As they said, actually, it would be a tricky one to tackle, because without any gameplay, it's not really going to be very fun.
Exactly.
And you're not going to win.
Right.
And the same story...
Cutscene in black and white.
Minimal colors.
Minimal colors, minimal file size. Just include a readme.txt. That'd be your game submission.
And it also doesn't look like it's a commercial contest either.
Yes, and the winner gets to pick a game of their choice from Steam online game store. That actually might be worth entering for. The latest Burnout game. Something. I was very much tempted to enter, but I cannot...
So it is a commercial project. It's not for money, it's for a game.
Yes, of your choice. Fortunately.
And it ends.
They say it's a week long.
So it has already ended, apparently.
Yeah.
So have they closed this topic? No, they haven't.
Not yet.
Oh, they have got quite a few entries. They've got Muck, Notches, Pixels, Indie Game Light, Draw a Movie, Contrast Madness, Banana Time, Gnat Story, Red and Blue Escape Dudes, Vinayoba, Stray DD, How to Become a Video Game Hero in 60 Seconds, Block Ice, Lumina, Little, RG Blast, Cuckoo Like a Hoobo,
Hoobo. What a dumb name.
Vetus, a button.
Darn it, why is everything playing up internal server errors?
It looks like your internet's pretty much had it.
Shot. Yes, indeed. So, our next topic will be Tale Weird Times. Our friends over at Prodigy GM. Oh, Tale Weird.
And you designed their site.
I designed a site for them.
And then they kind of just completely redone it themselves.
Yeah. Here's a link if you want to paste it in. But yeah, I went to all this trouble to make a nice variable width site. And then they keep changing it. Oh, now they want ads. Oh, now they want it to be a set width. And oh, they wanted that all along! And oh, we want more blue in the site. And oh, change the wooden background to something less wooden. And oh, just change the background, it'll be perfect. And so I changed the background. Like, okay, that's good. Next day, oh, change the background, I don't like the background. Sigh.
Thanks for the demonstration, Josh.
Yeah.
And Brian doesn't seem to be here again.
I was just looking at Prodigy Game Maker. He, like, removed the copyright and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he probably removed the copyright that I put in. Oh, well. So, they came out with their first Tailwear Times issue. Cough. Cough. Did anyone read that? Hey. Cool.
Has he even got a link on this site to download his magazine?
No, he's redoing the thing. Last I heard.
Yeah, he's redoing his website.
He's going in the magazine.
Oh, cool.
So you can't download his old magazine anymore?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can.
Check.
There's... I actually put archives of his magazine on the website that I designed for him.
So, Tailwear, in the chat, could you put a link to your magazine, please? If you've still got it uploaded.
It should be all on that page.
There are links on GameMaker Community, still. Net topic.
The community. Have you got a link to that, Ryan?
Have I got a link?
Oh, and he's giving us a link in the chat.
Darn.
Yep. Way down the page, in the community section.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Prodigy Game Magazine. Oh boy, the GMTV section was just hilarious. Don't go try to pick a fight with someone who's twice your size. It's just not going to come out pretty.
It was also made in the open office, I think he said.
Yeah. It's not exactly what you should use to make a magazine.
Yeah.
The layout needs some serious help.
And the white space.
Yep.
And I didn't particularly like the menu either. How we kind of used functions and stuff. I didn't like that. Some people may have, but I didn't.
That was just weird, yeah. So I guess we should move on to our next topic?
Yep.
And that would be Yo-Yo Games at Casual Games Forum.
Which was posted on GameMaker Blog.
Yes, indeed. Oh yeah, we wanted to shout out a happy birthday to Rocket Games. Yeah, we conveniently have these on people's birthdays.
So far.
So far. So yeah, Rocket Games is having their 1 year anniversary today. Anyways, back on topic with Yo-Yo Games Casual Games Forum in London.
Woo.
And remember, if anyone wants to call in, our number is in the UK, 0203286-6783, and I'm 99% sure that's the right number.
Should we actually just try it? So what was it, Josh? 020?
3286-6783.
I'm gonna ring it on my landline that I have next to my side, so it won't be on Skype, so one sec.
And anyways, if you'd also like to call us using Skype, you could just add GameMaker Live. And then finally, if you have like a landline or a cell phone, you can send us an email at gmlive@gmvision.tv, or you can use the handy-dandy little Ajax chat system that we have right installed right below the chat. And you just type your name, your message, your number if you want us to call you, hit send, and we'll receive it within 5 seconds. suddenly it got very quiet.
And Robin still hasn't logged in.
Hey, let's call Dan's cell phone. Prank call. And we ring it. And if this time he picks up, we will play you a recording we have of his answering machine, because everybody's gotta hear it. It's...
Hey, Dan, phone, I can't get to it, or I'm just ignoring your call. It can go either way. Leave a message, and if I'm not ignoring you, I will call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Actually, I won't leave a message.
Okay, also, that number you said was correct.
Yes, indeed. So, if you want to ring us up, or call us up, just dial 020-3286-6783, and we'll be happy to have you on the show.
And you can also use our chat box, which is below, not our chat box, our comment system below the chat, or you could email GMLive at... Gemvision.tv, and also you can add us on Skype with GameMaker Live. Is that the name?
Many options to call in. How about everybody call in at the same time?
Also, we our Ajax updating system at the top of the page has seemed to have broken at my end.
Fun.
And I'm not sure why. Let's try now.
So I guess since no one has anything to say about Yo-Yo Games, a casual games forum, we should move on to GameMaker TV Episode 7.
Work. It's working now.
So yes, I watched their Episode 7. I thought it was going to come out on Halloween, but they released it 2 days before. Did you watch it?
One sec. We have a problem. Okay, let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back very soon.
Yes, so hang in there.
So I'll see you later.
And welcome back, everyone. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulties we needed to sort out. Because Robin and Dan have not shown up yet, we chose to invite one of our moderators, Tamper2, to the show to help out.
Hello, all.
So I guess now we're back to GameMaker TV Episode 7.
I liked how they had the Halloween theme.
Yeah, he probably had a fun time decorating all this stuff.
No, I wonder whether they made everything by scratch or just changed their original things that they had.
I think they just put junk all over the set that he has. I still think it would be cool if he put flashing Christmas lights behind it.
I wonder when his next show will be.
Well, I think he's trying to release monthly, but I really don't think that's going to happen.
I think, by experience, we know that it's really hard to produce these shows that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of the reasons why we're trying to do the minisodes as well.
Which will be coming out
soon.
Let's see. Next week, hopefully, for the first one.
Maybe not that soon. I'm hoping for at least a New Year release.
Right.
And that's when our schedule was.
Not cool, GMLive.org finally loaded. Let's see how the page works.
Also, good news is the person who was meant to be doing the interview has logged in.
So that means we will be doing a live interview
soon.
And
so anyway, a bit of
question answer thing.
Yeah, a bit of background info. He's the sound person, the leader of sound for the GMCG community game. We're going to be asking him some questions, so if you have any ideas, you can give them to us by sending a comment in the Ajax chat, which is below the Ajax form, even, that's below your chat.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't need to put in a phone number.
Right.
Richard, it's a game being made by Game Maker Community.
GMCG. Game Maker Community Game. Let me pull you up a link here, hold on.
I think we should mention that we tried to bribe Grimjoe to come online, but it didn't really work.
We were getting somewhere, but... Well, you were getting somewhere, shall I say. It didn't quite work.
Yeah. One day.
Yeah, he was shy last week, didn't want to come on.
I also tried to get Opacus onto the show, but he didn't quite get there because he doesn't know his time zones. So, hopefully we'll get him on next time.
And if there's anybody who has any doubts about time zones and things like that, you just head over to this link that I just put in the chat. Oh darn, I'm not even saying you miss him. Conversations.
Anytime, Josh.
He says, BTW, I'm on now, been having internet connection problems.
Yeah, that's what he said to me.
Yep.
Okay, so shall we ring him up and get him onto the conversation?
Sure.
Voila, I'm here.
Welcome, Mono.
Also, I think you might have the radio playing in your background, because I can hear the phone ringing, and I just...
Yes, that was a little bit strange, too. Yeah.
So if you could turn that off, it would help.
I've turned it off. It's
okay.
Great. Good to be here. Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Hello
so
there.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the GMCG, for those of us who have not been following it religiously like we should?
Okay, well, I don't recommend that you follow it religiously exactly, but aside from that,
well,
I'll just tell you what's been going on. Just today, actually, we had a GMCG chat, the first one that's included, like, everyone. This is because every time I or Grimjoe or anybody else tries to organize some random chat, you know, just with the team, so we can, you know, decide on things, we don't get very many people coming.
Right.
So we thought it might help a little bit if we actually included the community. And it does seem to help. We got a lot discussed today. But anyway, so would you like to know basically about where the GMCG is as opposed to when it started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of like a status report.
All right. Well, here we are right now. Basically, we're at around the stage where we're really just about to start doing all the little sub work. In other words, like in the programming department, we're going to start doing engines now. We've already done the movement engine, but that needs a little more work, but we're going to be doing all the engines now. And in the music department, we're about to start composition, actually doing real compositions. In the graphics department, we're going to start pixelating soon. So basically, where we are now is where the game making actually starts. But we still need to do a lot of design work. Like the storylining, we need to finish up all the storyline stuff before we get to all that other good stuff. So right now, one of the things we talked about today was that we really need to work on a storyline, like timeline, because because right now we basically have the idea of, like, what the story is in general, the backstory, but we don't have what you're actually going to be doing in the game planned out, so we need to plan that out. And the way we're going to do that, I think, is we're going to use the GM Wiki. For those of you who haven't seen it, there's a link to it in the GMCG FAQ. You can go to the wiki, and what we're going to do is we're going to have a page there that anybody can edit just with a bunch of events or ideas of what these events could be. And so we'll decide from that. And that's basically where we are.
Very cool.
Someone in chat asked whether... Well, I'll edit their question a bit. Is the project actually going to be... Well, the project's called Eve, but is the game actually going to be called Eve?
The game, it's not going to be called Eve. In fact, I think most people are absolutely sure that it's not going to be called Eve. We just call it Eve because we don't have another name for it right now, and that's what it was originally called. So, just so you know. If you were following this from the beginning, the real world, that's what we call it now, the original real world was called Eve. But we don't even call that Eve anymore. We call it the real world. So, just, you know.
Right. Actually, I thought it was, like, the real world and Eden or something.
It is. It is. Eden is, like, the dream world place that you go at the beginning. The real world is where your university is, where you are, like, living. Neat. But there is no Eve anywhere.
Also, Philip Gamble on chat has asked whether you can summarize the game.
Okay, well... I'm going to try and do that as quickly and efficiently as possible, but,
Take your time.
Yeah, let's see, well, first of all, you are Arda. That's spelled A-R-D-A. You're this little kid, well, he's not that little, he's in university, and you start out in university with two of your friends, Ryu and Kate. Kate is your girlfriend, okay, so everything's happy, blah, blah, blah. Eventually... we're not exactly sure how this is going to work, but Nightmare, who is an evil god, comes and kidnaps Kate. He also comes and possesses Ryu, so both of your friends are completely gone out of the picture, and Ryu has, like, turned into this evil, weird person. Then, you go to Eden, which is, like, an alternate dream world, and then you meet the Wanderer, and the Wanderer is, a different god who's actually sort of good. He tells you about what's going on and basically gives you your objectives for the game. And so then you can go back in between the worlds. You can go to the real world and save people who are, like, turned to stone. Or you can go to Eden and try and convince the gods to, like, pound down a Nightmare and defeat him. So there are a lot of things you can do throughout the game. We're not exactly sure what all these things are going to be. But the basic idea is Kate's kidnapped, you want to save her, you want to rescue Ryu from, you know, his possession by Nightmare, and you want to defeat Nightmare. Basic points of the game. So that's pretty much all we have set in stone.
And so the game is going to be it's going to be like a 30-hour game or something? I heard that floating around somewhere.
Yeah, this is something that we really haven't talked about in a long time. I mean, like, you know, when we first started this game, the really cool idea about it was that, you know, we're actually going to have real time. And whether that's, like, you know, just 30 minutes or, like, a ton of hours or whatever, that would be cool. And we all thought it was, or at least, you know, most of us agreed with it. But right now, I think we're focusing just more on the storyline. Probably what we will be doing is, like, using a certain amount of hours in the game and only giving the player that many hours. Whether they're actually, like, in days. In other words, like, in some real-time games you have, like, set days. Like, one day equals one hour of real time, for example. And so if you have 20 days on the game, you have 20 hours to play the game altogether. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
So we're probably going to do something along those lines.
But then how do you stop people from changing their clocks?
Yeah, they could change their clock, or they could change the registry key that says they have this much time left.
Well, I actually don't have very much experience using real-time on GameMaker, so I'm not sure what it's like there. But I'm sure, like, if that's a problem with GameMaker specifically, we could just use a DLL or something to check time.
Or you could set up a central web server where it sends, like, a ton of information about your computer, mixes and matches it, and then tries to make sure that it's you, and it pulls down your profile.
I'm sure that would go over very well.
Yeah.
But then people about the internet can't play, so...
Oh, well.
That stink.
You know, you need to have internet nowadays. It's the 21st century.
That's right, everybody has internet. Like, how would they get on Yo-Yo Games in the first place?
That's actually a good point.
Well, maybe someone's going to go around selling CDs of the GMCG. Hey, you want to buy this game that I made all by myself?
Anyway,
if someone asks who Grimjow is...
Ooh, who's Grimjow? Grimjow is an evil being. He's like this weird spirit that just lurks.
He's trying to take over the world.
That's right. No, Grimjow is the person who started the GMCG. Just in case you really didn't know.
Yeah, he came up with the idea.
Grimjow will be coming to talk here next broadcast.
Hopefully.
He will be coming.
Hopefully. We're going to make him.
I'll take care of it personally.
Yeah, why isn't he coming now?
Because he went out. Shot? He conveniently ran out to the store to get a drawing tablet. That's it.
How can a graphics tablet be more important than this?
Yeah, we need our leader to come and rile and stir up the crowds.
That's right.
And if they stick out their chin and put their left hand out in the air like the Nazis did and talk in a Barack Obama voice, that's always a plus. I'm going to make a Game Maker community gay.
Okay, Josh.
Never again.
Anyway, if you want to call in and tell the lead sound designer in person your questions, you can ring us up in the UK on 020-3286-6783. Alternatively, you can type in your phone number in the form below the chat and your name and your country, and we'll ring you up.
Yes, indeed. Or you can add GameMaker Live to your Skype, and we will call you on Skype. Skype is a free program that you can get on www.skype.com.
And I'll put a link to that website.
And now, if anybody would like to call in, we're accepting a limited number of calls where you can ask Mono your questions.
And maybe you don't want to call me Mono, by the way.
Mono, what do you like?
Mono is a disease. And some people call me that, and I ask them not to, just so you know. Just call me Sardine, for sure.
Sardine sounds much better.
Whose idea was it to call him Mono, anyways?
Mono is the kissing disease, for those of you who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We will be right back taking your calls just after this quick break.
And we'll see you later.
We should complain that they haven't announced the logo winner yet.
Well, yeah, you've actually just said that live. Yeah.
And welcome back to Game Maker Live. We were just talking about the logo competition that they were supposed to have announced the results to. But yeah, now we're on to our live. We're down to our live FAQ with Sardine from the GMCG. You're welcome to call in using our telephone number, our Skype address, or you can ask your questions in chat.
And we will ask him personally.
Right.
Nobody be scared. I know the idea of a strange little fish just sitting around with this strange eyepiece can be pretty scary sometimes.
Swimming around in your head.
Hey.
Okay.
So people complained quite a bit last week that nobody showed up to do the GMCG section, and now this week we have someone here ready to ask questions, and now nobody is asking. Strange coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Also, we tried to call Dan when we were having the break, and we got through to him, but then he hung up.
He sounded very sleepy.
Yes, he did.
I think he just fell asleep on the cell phone again.
Yeah. He wakes up. He's like, yo. And he shuts his cell phone. Goes back to bed.
And I believe Emerus wants to call in, but he's now downloading Skype.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Also, the click here to listen thing is only on Firefox, because when we were building the site, we found out using Ajax with Firefox and a Flash object wasn't the best idea, it just didn't want to do it. It probably works now with jQuery, but we'll have to try that out. Time.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some changes to the site in the next few shows. And hopefully this show will get a little bit better.
Yes, Tampa, you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what have you got around to do you decide on art or programming style? I haven't visited the GMCG for a while, and I wanted to know what did you finish so far?
Okay, what have we finished?
Yeah.
Well, we've done a ton of concept art. We could do more, but we've done enough to like actually start spreading some characters and such. And for the music department, we have written a lot of musical themes, so just like little short pieces of music to get an idea for what the game should sound like and what different, you know, what the Nightmares music should sound like and stuff like that. Let's see, what other departments are there? In the programming department, we have done a movement engine. It's got some glitches, so we need to fix that up. And we've started planning out the inventory engine, so that's like for the items and stuff like that. What did you say?
Inventory?
Inventory, yeah. So, like, you know, just storing items and, you know, taking them and stuff like that.
Also, to clarify for Pass Out, the person currently talking is me, but before me was, the GMCG sound leader.
That's right. I'm Uncle Sardine. I am the sound designer. And I do a lot of just general management of the GMCG. Mainly, you know, just keeping all the leaders doing their work and stuff.
You know, sometimes I wonder, where does your name originate?
Where does my name originate? Well, I think that was a long time ago. I think when I was about maybe 12 years old. I don't know. I just thought it up randomly. And ever since, I've stuck with the same name for absolutely everything I do. So that's why I have a Monocle Turning on Skype, on Hotmail, on the GMC, and like just about every other website. I always use Monocle Turning. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in case, like, nobody knows what a monocle is, like, it's that one eyepiece that you just wear on one eye and it has, like, a string attached to it. Not, like, glasses, just, like, one single lens.
Oh, John, I want to ask, how many people do you think are actually active at the GMCG?
How many people? That's a good question. I'd say currently, people who log on every day or every other day to the GMCG and actually post something, I'd probably give that about, 30 to 50 people. There are a fair amount of people that post, well, maybe not every day.
Yeah.
But, I see enough names around. Mm-hmm. I get some on there. The amount of people that were at the chat today, because we had, a GMCG chat today, and we'll have one tomorrow as well, there were about 15 people there. The number changed, of course, throughout, but, 15 to 10 people.
So you think the GMCG so far is a success?
It's hard to say, actually, but I think it will be. I think we're going to finish this. I mean, it'll take a while, but I'm willing to just stick around and do it in my spare time while I
can. I think a lot and of people... I think a lot of people are expecting it to be quite a quick thing, but I think with so many people contributing, hopefully, it's not going to be very quick.
Yeah.
So are you planning on doing more games after this one?
Oh, you mean for the GMCG?
Yeah, after you finish this game, are you going to start another game?
Well, it's hard to start that, but I mean, I would definitely say if I don't have, personal problems or something and have to leave the GMCG or anything like that, I personally would be willing to work on, other projects. And if we were going to work on other projects after this, then I would try and make it smaller in general. So, do an arcade shooter or something like that. I think that would be cool. And also, it's sort of nice because then we'd be able to skip out on a lot of this design and story stuff that we're having to do right now that's really messing us up. You know what I'm saying? People could just randomly post, images of spaceships and stuff like that they want right off the bat.
Ah.
Also, Pass Out had a very good question. He said he's asking, what's going to happen when people post conflicting graphic styles? Are you going to toss them or accept them?
Well, that's a question that Opacus could probably answer better than me. But I know what I'm going to do for music, so I'll just explain that way. What we're going to do in the music department is if anybody posts something that really doesn't fit the style, we will try and change it. And by we, I mean anybody. Anybody will, I'll post and I'll say, hey, this is not quite in the right style, and then everybody can download the original file or a media of it or something like that and add the right sounds and try and make it sound like it will actually fit the game. Generally, we'll try and make it in the original, we'll try and get everybody to make it originally in the right style. So, in graphics, I think probably if people are pixelating in really different styles, we might be able to touch things up and, just make it better. But if not, if somebody posts a graphic of Arda, but it just doesn't fit in the game, I think the best thing to do would just be not to use it. We'll just use the one that fits best. That's sort of what you do anyway. You have a bunch of Arda pictures, and you pick the one that fits best. Not necessarily the one that looks best, just the one that fits the game best.
Ah. So now some of our users or listeners are wondering, question for the fish guy. How did he get his position at the GMCG?
Well, back, way back when, not that far back, but May of 2009, I remember we were just deciding on storylines and stuff. I even posted my own storyline that could be used for the GMCG. But they didn't really have very many people on the staff at that time.
Right.
So I thought, hey, I might as well apply. And after I applied, they closed all applications so that nobody was really supposed to apply. They were just gonna choose from the most active members. But since I was so ridiculously active, they just called me up and asked me if I wanted to do it. And, they'd seen, my work and stuff like that.
Right.
And by they, I mainly mean Grimjoe. Though also Sniper. Sniper hasn't been around so much anymore, but he was very active at the beginning, so.
So, what kind of mod powers do you get?
I get very awesome mod powers. I almost have control over the entire universe, but not quite. There are a few galaxies out there I don't quite have control over. Actually, I get to delete posts, I get to close and open things, and I just basically get the whole thing, whole mod package for all of the GMCG forums.
Do you get any mod powers outside, like on the community forum?
No, not at all. Though, and this is sort of funny, you know how all the GMCG members actually have like a little yellow name rather than your normal black name? Well, because of that yellow name, I get a lot of people like PMing me and just asking me stuff that they would ask like the admin or something like that. You know, some noobs that are just like, oh, look, he's important, he's got a yellow name. Okay, I'll ask him about, you know, what I can do and where I should post my posts and stuff like that. It's really weird. You're
listed under local moderators.
I am. Well, I am a local moderator of the GMCG forums.
Right, but like you're listed with the rest of the staff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's sort of weird.
On the moderating team thing.
Yeah. I think that's
pretty cool. Danny, please come online. We all want you.
Oh, it's Jonathan's automated computer voice.
I don't even think he's actually listening. I'll give him a link.
Are you talking about Danny?
Yeah.
Danny.
He's probably still sleeping.
Danny, please come online. We all want you.
I don't know if all of us want you.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Well, seriously, I'm really happy about, like, how the GMCG is turning out. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, like, 1 month ago, it was going nowhere. I mean, it was almost completely inactive. And then, like, I and a few other, you know, GMCG team members thought, hey, you know, we should keep doing this. And, I mean, it's made some waves. We're actually starting to schedule things now, which is different. We're actually getting organized and trying to make this work in the long term.
Right.
But
so, what is the current situation with GMCG staff? Are they looking for more people, or are they topped off for the team?
I don't think we're really looking for more people right now. At least I do not get that vibe from Grimjo. In general, we have a full enough staff that we could really get some work done. But the problem is, not all the staff is active. We really need an active staff.
Right.
And most of that is just, like, people have priorities. You know what I'm saying? Lives and Creativity is, I think, really busy with school right now. And Danny Boy is really busy with school as well, but I think he is off this week. Like, his summer starts this week, so he should be on like crazy.
Is he in the southern hemisphere?
Yeah, he's in Australia.
Ah. Yeah, I was actually talking to Travis, or Sniper.
Travis is Australian as well.
Right, he was actually thinking of stepping down from the GMCG.
Hmm.
He was saying to me, he's not sure though.
Well, he should talk to us about it. I mean, like, he's probably really busy with all the other game design stuff he has to do, but
right.
You know, I mean,
so, like,
he has
what would happen if he did?
Sorry?
What would happen if he stepped down?
At this point, I mean, like, in comparison to the last few weeks, I don't think it'd make much difference because he hasn't been around very much. But on the whole, we'd probably want someone to take his place. Like, because he had a sort of important role. I mean, the GMCG team in general. Because Grimjo is like sort of, if you think of it as a government, then Grimjo...
And I'm afraid we just lost someone.
Yeah, it looks like we have. We've also got Emerus. Yeah, he's actually just gone.
Call dropped.
Was it dropped, or did he just go?
It says call dropped over here.
Okay.
Unfortunately. But maybe we can ring him again.
I'll give it a few moments.
Yep. I can't, I've got nothing to talk about.
Anyway, if you want to ring in and you're in the UK, you can ring us on 020. And what's the middle numbers? I've completely forgot. Josh, have you got the numbers?
020-3286-678 Tress.
And that's free in French. You can also...
Spanish! Dude!
Spanish or French, I really don't care.
I'm going to get on the moment of the show.
Probably. Send us your number using the form below the chat. Just include your phone, your name, and your country, and any other comments, and we will ring you up. You can also add Game Maker Live onto your chats. And we're now going to try and get, not Salmon, I keep wanting to say Salmon. Sardine.
Maybe we should rename him.
And Salmon.
Hit the F2 key.
Did you just call me Salmon?
Yeah, I did.
Shame on you.
Anyway.
You with your aggressive feelings, boy.
Hey, please come online. We all want you. Even the listeners.
I don't think Dennis listening.
No. I sent him a link, whether he will or not.
Yeah. So.
I'm back.
What were you saying before the call dropped?
I was saying something about Sniper leaving. I was going to say that Grimjaw is, like, on top of everything, right? He is sort of, like, what makes everything go. But we also wanted somebody to just, like, take care of managing all the people and making, not just making sure that everything is going, but actually doing stuff, like posting FAQs and everything, you know, that needs to be posted. And in a project where everybody's just, like, doing this in their spare time, it really helps to have a main leader and a secondary leader, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sniper really helped out with that a lot. So,
I'm
thinking we probably want another one.
Mm-hmm.
So when were you talking to Sniper about this? Sorry, who was talking to Sniper about this?
That was me about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
I was actually hoping that Larson Creativity would come on, but unfortunately he declined my request.
Yeah, he's been really, really busy. I mean, I haven't heard from him in about a week, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on MSN much either.
Meta Black Yoshi is sort of taking his place for now, while he's really busy. And Silent Bunny. I haven't talked about Silent Bunny, but he's also been having, like, personal issues. So he hasn't been around for a while. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say he disappeared, because he told us, like, that he wasn't going to be able to get on for a while. But it's been sort of weird. I mean, the reason we brought him in as a leader in the first place was because we really needed somebody to do stuff on the storyline. But anyway, so now we're just assigning that all to Meta Black Yoshi, because who else is supposed to do it?
Right.
Yeah. Is a call coming in?
Yeah. Ooh. It's that Emerus person. Horizon.
So, quick question before the call. Do you have, like, a staff list? Like, do you watch certain members and say, ooh, this guy seems to be posting a lot. Let's put him on our staff list and watch him, and if we like him, then we'll make him one of us.
Well, I wish we could say we did something that formal, but it's more like, hey, look, he's active. I mean, we should make him, a sub-leader or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's sort of how, there are a couple of people that, are really active, and we're really noticing that, but we don't really, it doesn't seem as like we really need anybody right now to be in a leadership position, because really, being in a leadership position here isn't really that much different from being in the community, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's really not that much difference, unless you're, like, a mod or something like that, like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we might, I haven't actually talked to the GMCG staff about this, but we might be wanting a new programming assistant as well, because Rusky has been inactive for a while. So
I'd love to do that, but my coding is rather inefficient. It goes out of its way to be inefficient.
It's like line one, it just pauses the game. And then line two, it just pauses the game for another second.
Well, it just wastes excess cycles.
I'd like to see you write a Hello World program. See if you can make that, ridiculously inefficient. You, make an object for every single letter. H object, the E object, then the L.
No, you have to use the switch object.
Then you can put a little object for the exclamation mark as well.
Right. You can do an object for each pixel.
You see, I program. I actually have my own games and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just way too busy. I'd really like to help out, but I can't. I almost feel like, because I'm leading so much stuff already. It's sort of sad, I think. So, did we miss our call?
He's finding his microphone.
I see.
So if someone were to come today to the GMCG... Actually, did you want to ask that, Brian?
Yeah, I did. What is the primary thing you plan on doing right now?
What do you mean, like me personally?
Yeah.
Like, when I go home, what am I going to be doing on the GMCG to make it work better?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Well,
oh, hello.
Hello,
how are you?
Sorry.
So, what's
going on? I couldn't find the mic. Nothing much.
Well, apparently you got it now.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to know how hard it was to make the shows.
This?
I would say it's actually quite hard. A lot of people want us to do it weekly, but I just don't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah, I wanted you to do it weekly.
Well, we'd like you to do it weekly, but see, there's only so much you can talk about, and we don't want to bore our listeners, even though we probably are.
Yeah. What about during the summer?
Well, we can basically resume more games.
Yeah, but see, we're going to pound through all the good games on the GMC, and then we'll just be stuck having a sarcastic show laughing at all the bad ones.
there might be more better ones during the summer. People have more time.
Yeah. But yeah, for each show we have to go through, we have to decide a list of topics, a list of news, a list of games, find out who can be there, set up our equipment site working again.
Try and organize interviews and stuff like that.
Yep.
So you have to search for all those good games. Right?
Yeah. And
And we still have other projects and things we have to get to.
Side note, whoever has never tasted Texas barbecue sauce Pringles, they really should.
Yeah.
You eating something?
Did you just say Texas barbecue sauce Pringles?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Is that different from barbecue Pringles?
Who knows?
I've heard of salt and vinegar.
We're starting to lose you, listeners. Never mind.
I felt like the only listener.
Hey, by the way, Brian had a question back. You still want me to answer that, Brian?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, well, could you just remind me what it was again? Because I've forgotten most of it.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do recall. Yes. Never mind. He was asking me what I will do personally to further the GMCG when I get home or whatever. And I have to say, probably what I'm going to be working on most is just... Very nice. It's just making a schedule for it. Right now, I'm going to probably be working on making a master schedule for where the GMCG will be going for the next 2 months or so. And then I will finish up my draft of the general storyline, just very, very general things that will happen during the game. And then I'll post that on the GMCG wiki so that people can edit it and, you know, post their ideas and make fun of it or whatever. And then I will probably just, like, make some compositions and have fun working in my own little sound department. So there, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. So I had a quick question. What if I was a new user that just came to the GMC and I really wanted to help out with the GMCG? Where would I start?
It depends on what you're good at, but I would definitely say the thing we need help with the most is the storyline. And to help out with the storyline, go to the GMCG wiki. It's not up there yet, but it will be soon. And just, like, write stuff for the GMCG wiki. We could really use that a lot. And if you, like, don't want to do the wiki, then just post ideas. Like, I mean, read through a couple of the design forums and just reply. This is good, or is this bad, or whatever. Oh, and I haven't mentioned, actually. It's that we are going to be doing voting. And by voting, I mean, like, just sort of a light thing. Every week, or about that much, we are going to have people just vote on, you know, small issues. Like, for example, which of these pictures of art do you like better? You know? Nothing that will actually, like, really concretely decide anything, but little things that we can use to, you know, figure out what everybody thinks about something. So that will be something that everybody can do pretty soon.
Also,
Okay, well, the reason we're going to be doing that is simply because we figured that, you know, we're not very good at getting the opinions of everybody on the GMCG, and that's something we're really missing, because sometimes people just won't post in certain topics and stuff like that. So if we thought, if we had a voting system where everybody could vote about anything whenever, then we could get their opinions a lot more easily.
Also, someone on the chat called Passed Out asks, when's the wiki going to be up?
When's the wiki going to be up? It is up. Right now. The link is in the GMCG.
I think you misunderstood your statement a minute ago. Sorry to interrupt. That the storyline wasn't up. So they haven't put the storyline up on the wiki. But... the wiki is up.
I think I also took that wrong as well.
post a link to the wiki soon.
Okay.
Right in this chat box here.
One more little crashes. Fun. So we have room for just a few more questions before we finish up the show, if anyone has anything that's gnawing at them.
I have a question. When is the next show?
Oh boy, the next show should be on the 21st.
Okay. And are GMCG staff invited to that one as well?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
You're all right, welcome.
I think I found the link here. Just a second.
I just pasted one, actually.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, this takes me a while, because this is not my computer.
Different OS?
Yes, actually. It's Mac. Oh. I normally use PC. It's sad.
Yes, Amaris of November.
Yes.
So, have we got a link yet?
Yeah, the link is right in there. Kenny, I posted it.
Got it.
Yeah, and if you, like, just look around the wiki, everything is basically nothing. I mean, every link that you go to is just about
dead.
Completely empty. Or we, like, copy-pasted something from the GMCG. And I would really prefer, like...
And I believe...
That's so much information. I'd really appreciate it if people just would, like, post their ideas in there. If you go to the wiki and...
Have we just lost him?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry about that. Yep, call appears to have dropped.
Yeah, I'll ring up again.
I think that what he wanted to say is that he wants people to post their ideas more at the GMCG, even if they're not so active.
Right. So yeah, I guess they're looking for shorter ideas, not long posts, but just, you know, short posts. This is my idea. This is my other idea.
He's gone offline now, so I think he's lost in my connection.
I guess it'd be a good time to start our wrap up.
Yep.
Well, we'd like to thank all of our listeners out there. And then I'd like to personally thank our moderators, Tamper, Phil Gamble, Sam Whitehead, who I believe left a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd like to thank our hosts, Brian Fetcher, Jonathan Martin, Tamper2, who subbed later in the show, and myself. I'd also like to apologize for Dan Eggers and Robin Monks for being busy. One was apparently sleeping, the other...
We don't know.
Maybe he... I don't know. Yes, that's maybe. In 2 weeks. Yes, we hope he didn't die, too. November 21st at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Do you want to go through all the copyright stuff now?
I am unable to find my thing I made. Yes, November 21st is on Saturday. But yeah, I'm unable to find my little copyright speech that Robin helped me edit. Dog, can you mind explaining about the fireworks for those of us in the U.S.?
Oh, God. Can I just find a Wikipedia page?
Sure.
Alright, anyways, the broadcast you're listening to and you've been listening to is copyright 2009 GM Vision, all rights reserved. Please do not modify, build upon, rebroadcast, steal, sell, or anything like that, mechanical, physically, whatever, without express written permission from us. Of course, that does not apply to those of you who go to our website and download our archive for listening. Oh yeah, a big thank you to Phil, who actually recorded the archive, because our recording system broke about 2 minutes before the broadcast started.
I've actually been recording it this broadcast.
Ooh, never mind then. Anyways, thank you to all our listeners, and we'll see you on the 21st.
I've also put a link in the chat box to the iPhone tonight.
For notes, our archive will be posted along with the chat logs on our archives page in the next little while once we
upload. It'll be tomorrow. It'll definitely be tomorrow.
Sometime tomorrow. Yeah, because we're busy.
Okay. So we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.